Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. New technology and resources help overcome barriers in web-based learning. In the early years of e-learning, the main barriers facing learners who wanted to take web-based courses were technological problems, lack of instructor feedback, and ambiguous instructions. In the last few years, new ways of overcoming the barriers have emerged, which makes e-learning more convenient and more flexible, even though at times it might seem that such flexibility introduces a certain level of complexity, which may feel daunting for the individual struggling to keep up with changes. Overcoming technological problems. Affordable and easy-to-use wireless networks. How many times have you been traveling and found yourself in an airport with a wireless network? Some, like Amarillo, Texas, provide free internet access. Others afford affordable access through Boingo, T-Mobile, and other wireless service providers. While Earthlink's hope of providing wireless to the entire city of San Francisco and other widely touted promises to provide free or almost free wireless to entire cities did not quite work out as anticipated, the reality is that fast, reliable, high-speed wireless connectivity is increasingly available. Starbucks, Barnes & Noble have teamed with T-Mobile to provide hotspots. McDonald's, Panera Bread, even chains of laundromats have gotten into the game. And so it's like almost impossible to find a hotel chain that caters to business travelers that does not offer high-speed internet access, often wireless. Well, average rate is like around $9.95 per day, $9.95, that is. Many hotels such as Days Inn, La Quinta, Courtyard by Marriott, Hampton Inns, Holiday Inn Express, and others offer free connectivity. Doing your online coursework while on the road has never been easier. Downloadable content for portable mobile learning. Both textbook companies and course providers are creating content that you can download to your portable audio or video player. For example, the colleges and universities that participate in iTunes U actually host their content on iTunes servers so that students can subscribe and download automatically via feed. They can then play the audio on their MP3 players or smartphones. Video content can also be played in one's portable player of choice or simply through one's laptop or desktop computer. Web conferencing. Web conferencing has come a long way since the old days of NetMeeting. Companies such as Illuminate and Citrix are dedicated to making it possible to have multiple users who, in the case of Illuminate, can go to a hosted vRoom and engage in many different types of interactions. Students and instructors can vote, chat, post thoughts, graffiti over a graphic, mark points on maps, and more. It's amazingly dynamic. For aficionados of massively multiplayer role-playing games, the feeling of being able to interact and impact others will feel exhilaratingly familiar. Flexible voiceover telephony. Skype and other providers of voiceover telephony make it very easy to hold conference calls and even to save and post them later as audio files. Smartphones. The next generation of smartphones offers flexibility. One can download content, upload podcasts and blog posts, and interact with fellow students. However, actually logging into the course management system via smartphone is still a distant dream. Instructor feedback. Multiple methods of offering feedback. The more ways the instructor can offer feedback, the better. Audio and video help humanize the e-learning space, and they appeal to multiple learning styles. Better management systems with new ways to offer feedback. The new learning management systems have built-in audio posting and allow instructors to link to their video posts on YouTube, Google Video, etc. MySpace and Facebook approaches to learning communities. While most people tend to use MySpace and Facebook to connect to the world at large, a mini Facebook experience can be had in courses designed to allow students to post content and interact with each other. The instructor becomes a participant in a learning community rather than a boring didact. Instructor certification and support. Many schools now require instructors to complete a semester-long mentoring and certification process. The payoffs have been significant. Students feel connected, and they gain a sense of confidence when information comes to them in a way that helps them develop self-efficacy and positive self-concept when it comes to education. Outcomes-focused feedback. Substantive feedback, which points to outcomes and the achievements of learning objectives, is critical. Peer group feedback. Perhaps one of the most motivating ways to feel connected to your e-learning experience is to receive feedback from your fellow classmates. The dialogue and discussion that ensue are very engaging and motivating. However, if the discussion is not focused around the assignment, individuals can start to feel demotivated. Digressions should not flourish. The instructor and fellow students need to bring the posts back to the subject at hand. Instructional elements. Replacing content delivery with engaged interaction. Perhaps the most dramatic sea change in education over the last 20 to 50 years has been the move away from the stage on the stage content delivery concept to an engaged, dynamic, student-centered interchange of ideas and concepts with live ongoing practice assessments and real connections to the student's life and experiences. The idea that a student is a vessel to be filled up with knowledge has been replaced with the notion that the student is a living being that should learn to engage and interact with the content. Clear, easy to navigate learning space. A learning management system has to be easy to use. But as they have become more complex, some have become labyrinths. It is more effective to have a clear, easy to navigate course space. The need to simplify the course design and or template is nothing new, but it is something that always needs to be addressed. Timelines, deadlines. Goal setting is hard to do without clear assignments and deadlines. It is good to incorporate time management, skill building at the same time. Textbooks and instructional materials connect with learning activities. While textbook publishers have been providing supplemental and companion websites for several years, as well as downloadable images, PowerPoint presentations, and review quizzes, the content in the companion site is not always updated uniformly from edition to edition. What this means is that one must be careful when looking at the materials provided along with the textbook and to make sure that the activities, quizzes, flashcards, review questions, etc. are actually aligned with the latest edition of the text. That said, there are more supplemental activities than ever. The textbook companies have made huge investments in providing very valuable materials to students. Arguably, the colleges and programs that avail themselves of the materials should shoulder some of the costs, but that is not happening. Instead, the cost gets passed along to the consumer, the student, which has led to textbook backlash and reactionary legislation, unfortunately. Learning goals have clear relation to textbooks and instructional activities. It takes time to learn how to clearly state a learning goal and to relate it to the instructional materials and activities. It also takes time to develop a method of assessment that aligns itself with the learning goals. Sometimes the students get left out of the equation, with the result that the course does not meet the needs of the students, nor does it reflect their learner characteristics, level of education, prerequisites, conditions of learning, etc. However, good programs have emerged that take all these factors into consideration. When the course learning goals track closely with the instructional materials being presented, and the syllabus and course shell clearly show how each activity helps one make progress toward the overall goal, students feel a great deal more confidence. Over the last several years, more guidebooks have emerged that help guide colleges and programs as they develop their courses. I hope you've enjoyed this. This is Suzanne Smith-Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.